Michael Jones is in the studio now to run us through what he has seen lately. Morning, Michael.
Morning, Tess. How are you?
I am going quite well. I'm very awake.
Now, usually I talk about films that are opening today, but today I'm going to talk about a film that sort of opened months ago, actually, back in 2018, almost August 2018, on Netflix. It's a film called Roma. It's a film that's been nominated for 10 Academy Awards, so I thought it was very much worth talking about. It's a very important film. It comes out at a time when people like Donald Trump are very much demonising people from south of the border down Mexico way. So it's a very interesting film to look at. It's written and directed by Alfonso Cuarón, who did films like Gravity and Children of Men, sci-fi, action-type blockbuster films.
You are going to be so proud of me. I saw Gravity.
You saw Gravity. Well, you should have a look at Roma.
Okay.
You really should. It's a very, very different film. And like I said, it's been nominated for 10 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, Best Foreign Language Film, Best Actress, Supporting Actress, Director, Original Screenplay, Cinematography, you name it, it's been nominated, except editing for some reason. I don't know why. But anyway, Roma, it stars Yalitza Aparicio, Marina de Tavira, those two both been nominated for Academy Awards, Veronica Garcia, Fernando Grediaga, and Jorge Antonio Guerrero. Now, Roma follows a year in the life of Cleo, played by Aparicio. She works as a maid for an upper-middle-class family in Mexico City in the early 1970s. Her hours are long and demanding, and she occasionally gets yelled at by Senora Sophie and Senor Antonio. But the kids, Paco, Tonio, Sophie and Pepe, they really love Cleo, so life isn't too bad. And also one of the highlights of Cleo's week is, I guess, her weekly meeting with her new boyfriend, Fermin, played by Guerrero. He trains in martial arts, and we'll see a bit more about that later in the film. Look, this seems fairly ordinary fodder, but this family is in for a lot of drama over the next 12-month period if you stay with this film. Now, look, this family drama, it's also set against a backdrop of social unrest in Mexico at the time, with government troops and paramilitaries regularly cracking down on protesting students. And when they crack down, they really crack down hard, they crack heads, and they tend to shoot them. The Corpus Christi Massacre of June 10, 1971 actually features quite prominently in this film.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, many hundreds of students were killed during that massacre. So, like I said, if you were expecting edge-of-your-seat sci-fi action, you might initially be disappointed by this film, but you will ultimately be swept away by what appears to be a simple family drama that actually turns into something quite epic and beautiful. Cuarón has ditched the special effects, and he's, what have I written here?
It's a question. It's always the question.
Every shot that Cuarón puts into this film contains so much intricate detail, from dog shit on the driveway to marching bands to a human cannonball being fired into a net in the background as a woman gets off a bus.
What?
It's quite amazing. You'll get the urge to replay each scene once you've realised that you've just missed something. You say, hang on, what did I just see in the, happening back there? And that's the beauty of this film being on like a platform like Netflix. You can actually replay that scene to take in what's going on in the background. It's like all the extras in this film have lives too, and they're just as important to the telling of the story as the featured actors. So that really blew me away. There's so many beautifully composed shots and scenes in this film. I'll just mention a few. The family pistol shooting picnic. Nobody gets killed.
It's okay. Good.
There's a delivery room sequence in a city hospital that's just heart-wrenching to watch. They were two of my favourite sequences in the film. It's like watching a black and white, yes, this film is in black and white, don't be dissuaded. It's like watching a black and white photograph or sketch come to life in front of you. It's just beautiful to look at. Look, Roma, because it's a film about a family, it could have really gone down the melodrama path, but it's the terrific performances, particularly by Yalitza Aparicio, who's a first-time actress, apparently, and Marina de Tavira. And, of course, the deft touches and the extra layers of humanity added by writer-director Cuarón really lift this film way above the ordinary, and it's sort of deserving of all the praise it's been getting over the last few months. Forget Netflix and chill. Steal the password of a friend and watch it. All roads do indeed lead to Roma.
Wow. And it's been nominated for a bunch of, was it Academy Awards?
Yes, 10 Academy Awards, but I think it's already won multiple other awards at other festivals. So it's well worth a look if you haven't already seen it, which many people probably have, but
I haven't.
If you haven't, check it out.
I'll pop it on the list. Thanks, Michael.
Pleasure.